Hey, what's up, everyone? My name's Preston, and I'm here with Rosebud. No. Okay. Well, anyway, I was with Rosebud. My co-host just left me. So it's just me this episode, and this is a typical podcast. What a bitch. She just left me. And it's funny because she was laying here. I didn't want her to lay here, but I was like, you know what? It's okay. I got the idea. I'll introduce her as my co-host, and I love her, but right as I started recording and literally doing the introduction, she said, peace out. You coming back? Come here. If you want to be on the episode, you gotta be on the seat. Come on. Come here. If you want to be in here, there you go. You know what sucks? You know what really kills the mood at a party? If someone dies. That's just a big mood killer. It's like it's not a thing you want to do at a party. It just instantly kills the mood for everyone, and that party is ruined forever. Like, there's no good way to bring up the story of like that part. It's not interesting. I mean, it's semi interesting because someone died, but not in a good way. So like, from now on, anytime you want to bring up that story, you're like, oh yeah, I remember when I was, gosh, it's been so long. I remember at Jessica's quince, we were all there, and Mitchell, buddy old Mitchell, wasn't really close with him, but he was there. Mitchell had the bright idea to jump off the roof into the swimming pool, and that's what he went out doing. He jumped, and the thing is, we were in the middle of a park. There's no swimming pool in sight, and Mitchell just, he got vanquished by the ground. Like, that's not, actually, that's kind of an interesting story. I might have just disproven myself, but no, I actually want to talk about, like, what kills the mood at a party? Babies and death. Those are two things. Well, here's the thing, actually, depending on how it's done, both of those things can either kill the party or make the party. You get where I'm going? Like, if something crazy happens and someone dies, yeah, it's traumatic, but you've got a crazy story. You could be like, damn, he went out doing what he loved, jumping off into imaginary pools. That's crazy. Or and like, same thing with the baby. You know, if there's a baby at a party, you're like, oh my god, this little shit is just stealing all the attention. What an attention whore. He's crying all the time. You chill out, man. Chill out. We're here to have a good time. Quit the crying. Just wipe those tears, buddy. Or the baby's just smiling and laughing, and everyone's just cheering for him. Everyone's like, yeah, go baby, yeah. So I guess, in a way, those two things don't kill the party. They either make it or break it. No, they don't make it or break it. Here's the shit. Those two things could make the party incredible, or just really make it suck. Like, there's no in between. There's no in between for someone who dies. There's no in between if there's a baby. There just isn't. No one's gonna share the story of like, oh yeah, there was a baby one time. Like, no, that's not interesting. Something interesting involved the baby or someone dying. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's not noteworthy. If you're sharing a story somewhere, it's not noteworthy to bring up those two things unless those two things were either incredible or disappointing. That being said, I'm not really a party guy. I never really went to that many parties in high school, and honestly, even if like this whole pandemic wasn't happening, I probably wouldn't go to that many parties anyways. Just, I've never really been interested in them, never found joy or, I mean, hold on, I'm making it sound like I don't get invited. I do. I get invited to parties sometimes, but it's funny because, like, I don't know, I just don't see the joy in them. Like, maybe it was because when I was a kid, I went through my party phase, thanks to my older sister. I, you know, we're like 7 years apart. So like when I was in elementary school, she was already in high school, and she would have friends over here all the time and like parties and stuff. And like, I would just hang out with them, hang out with her and all her friends. And I partied already. Like that was behind me. Like by the time I was in high school, I was already through the party phase. I was like, you guys still party? What the f-? Get over it. Look at me. Do you see me at parties? No. Look at me. Do you invite me to parties? No, but that's not why I don't go. It's because I'm through the phase. I'm already done with that. I'm already so above while you're so behind. I'm currently wearing a camo shirt. If you couldn't tell, maybe you didn't see it. That was a shitty camo joke. I haven't worn a camo shirt since I was 9. And I don't know why I haven't. Maybe because if you wore a camo shirt around like when I was in high school, or like around 2014, in between that time, maybe even now, maybe someone will still do this stupid, oh, I can't see. Well, you wearing a shirt? Oh my God, are you wearing a shirt? I can't see. I can't. Where's your shirt? Where's your shirt? Where's your shirt? You know, and then it's just annoying. So that might be partially why I never wore camo. I did buy like a Vans jacket that was like camo, but I never wore it because I was like, you know what? By itself, it looked cool, but when I put it on and just the way it felt, it didn't feel that great. It didn't look great. Didn't feel great. And I still got the shitty, where's your jacket? Are you wearing a jacket right now? Oh my gosh. Oh wait, what is this? What am I feeling right now? Oh, it's your jacket. Oh, I didn't see it. Silly me. I hate those jokes. I hate, I'm not a fan of camo jokes so much. And I know probably because I'm wearing a shirt right now, maybe I might get some like, oh, where's your shirt? Huh, where's your shirt? Please don't comment that. Please don't. That would just, you'd be mentally hurting me. And it would bother me. It might prevent me from ever wearing camo ever again. Like this is me checking if I can do it. And if I get a bunch of those, then boom, camo's out of my mind. It's gone forever. Speaking of childhood and, you know, shirts, these are not related, but the only thing related is childhood. What's some classic childhood memories? Everyone has some. You know, maybe it's going camping, maybe it's going to a lake, maybe it's going boating, maybe it's just sitting on the street begging for money. Everyone has a classic childhood story. And the one that I have, damn, it's been, I don't even know how old I was. I think maybe 10 or 11. Like my family, like not just like my immediate family of like my mom and dad, but like cousins, aunts and uncles and stuff. We went to a lake and we were camping. And we were all like, it was kind of, it's like we're on like a hill somewhat. Like it's not like crazy steep, but like we camped on a hill somewhat. Okay. And then there's the road going down. It wasn't that busy, but it was one way where like guys with their trucks and their boats would like, not a lot, but like every now and then you get someone driving up there, up and down that road. And then right across from us, on the other side of the road, that it's still like semi, it's a semi slope. It's not like a steep hill. There's a playground. And I remember, okay, for one, I remember going to this playground, and there's all these other kids. And, you know, I see that they're playing tag or something, and little Preston or little P-Dog, no, not little P-Dog, little Preston goes up to one of them and is like, hey, can I play? I'm gonna cut the voice. This is how I sounded when I was 11. We're just gonna keep it like that. I was like, hey, yo, can I play? And then, and then their kids were like, yeah, okay, it's us five, and now it's you. So we're the six of us. And I think there was like one girl also playing. So we were playing tag, and then there's like this weird pyramid just standing by itself in like the little playground box area. And so we're running, blah, 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 blah. Someone's chasing me. And it's the type of tag where if you get I forgot what it's called. Maybe infected. If you get tagged, then that person is also it with you. So then it just keeps going until you get the last person. So I remember climbing up this little pyramid thing, and there's like two people on one side and then the other person. I was one of the last ones, and they're climbing up, and just the classic childhood nature. I was like, I'm gonna jump over them. I was at the top and I jump over them and I do a kick ass roll, and I landed it perfectly, because I was like, I saw this in movies. I was into parkour kind of, but I didn't really practice it. I was a self-proclaimed parkour professional, and I land it, and the other kids are in just awe. They're amazed. I'm not making this shit up, by the way. This is real. They were just like, oh my god, that was really cool. And they're all about my age. They're all like 11, maybe like 9, 10, you know, between there. And one of them's like, okay, Ninja Boy. And then I got the nickname Ninja Boy for that weekend, for that camping trip. Whenever I hung out with those kids a lot that weekend, I was like around them pretty much all the time. We went to each other's like campsites wherever they were, like just to hang out, just doing different things. Did s'mores at someone else's. And it was just, that's just a pure nice memory that I almost forgot about. And what makes it crazier is, you know, as this newly found friendship between like random kids and strangers. Fuck, I really wish I remember their names. I don't remember their names at all. Oh my god. But okay, so this new friendship's formed. We're all going to each other's campsites, hanging out. And I don't remember exactly what, but there was a semi fight between two people. It wasn't like an actual like fight, but it was like an almost friendship ending fight for the weekend. And it was dramatic. Everyone else was like, yo, come on, we got to get these guys back together. Come on, what's going on, guys? Let's we got to fix this. And fuck, hold on. I got to remember. So we grabbed one guy and we're like, hey, come on, you got to figure this. Come on. And then we brought him with us. And then we went to the other guy that was mad at, to their campsite all together. And we were like, you guys got to hash this out. Come on, we're only here for the weekend. Let's just have fun. And that cured it. Pure, I didn't negotiate it. Someone else, I think the girl did. And, you know, what else? Another thing that happened during that weekend was one of the nights, I was sleeping in my tent and with my dad and my sister. And during like early morning, really early morning, maybe like 5 or 6, there's this loud crash sound. So everyone's like, oh, I hear noise. I'm still in the tent. I'm the only one in the tent. And everyone's like, what was that? What's going on? Blah, 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 blah. I just hear this noise and I'm just like, oh, what's happening? And then I slowly open the tent because I'm finally awake. I come out and I see someone's boat was unhinged from the trailer, like the whole trailer and everything. It rolled and it hit someone, one of our family friends' cars, and on the trajectory, because like it was going down, but it curved, like it was going to curve into the campground. So it literally, if that car wasn't there, the boat on the trailer would have just like ran right through our tent. So I remember that distinctly because I was like, well, that's crazy. And then immediately after, I went to the park to go hang out with my friends. But just that boom and then bam, and then that would have been, you know? Sorry, I just had a Vietnam flashback from that. It kind of scarred me. No, it didn't scar me like that, but it just gets you thinking, like, if that car wasn't there, things would be different, you know? I'm sure everyone definitely has experiences with that, where like if that did not happen, if that specifically was not there, boom, so this would have been changed. Like my day would have been changed, this week would have been changed, life would have been changed, whatever. Everyone has those types of stories. And you know what, bro, I think I can make this into like a movie or something. It's got the drama, It's got the whole childhood experience of like drama, the adventure, the new kid becoming friends with the other kids, you know. It's a good story of friendship and adventure is what it is. And shit, I got to get on that. I got to make that a script. I got to make that the movie. I'm joking and everything, but I feel like I might actually make that into something one day. Maybe not like crazy big thing, but I'm going to do something with that. No one steal my story. It's my story. I've made some noticeable changes if you're watching. It's weird that I haven't addressed it yet. I did it last episode, but there's a light. There's a light now behind me. Really makes the set stand out and not just look like I'm sitting on a regular ass couch in a regular ass room. Now it looks better. I think it makes it look a little more interesting, a little more fantastical, a little more movie magic. Zoe, get out of here. Zoe, go. Zoe, no, I'm not calling you. Zoe, go. Zoe, you such a bitch. I say it every time, but that's the bitch cat. This episode was interesting. We went from parties to camo shirts to a real camping cinematic experience that I may or may not make in the future. But yeah, thank you guys for watching or listening. This was a typical podcast. I'm Preston, and see you guys next week.